Julie. I remember the squat white house and the steps and the peeling paint on the porch and the piled dishes in the kitchen sink and the half-cut tomato on the counter where Julie lived. The house with a permanently open door, the house patched together over 100 years, the house with nothing to boast of except for Julie, who shared her small plate of chicken, who offered a little beauty, who gave some time while songs leapt out of her pockets to sing in the eaves of my heart like goldfinches. An obscure house on a forgotten street in a small town. But there were few places I'd rather be than in the house where Julie lived and laughed for me.